The decision is made quickly to meet the source. Greenwald and Poitras board a flight leaving New York City bound for Hong Kong. By now, Greenwald has a thumb drive containing all of the documents. He inserts the drive on his laptop and begins a 16-hour marathon of feverish reading.
And the first thing that I noticed was the quantity. I had thousands. I didn't know how many thousands, but I knew I had thousands.
You know how many thousands now?
I've never counted.
More than 10,000?
Definitely more than 10,000, yeah.
More than 100,000?
Possibly. I mean, you know, it's a little hard for me to talk about because it involves the charges against Snowden and other things, and I have a duty to protect him as my source. And not only was it just the number of it was so vast, but Snowden had cataloged them all in this incredibly precise way. They were all very anally organized, and not just files, but subfiles, and then subfiles to those subfiles. And they were labeled by dates and by category and by country and by every other conceivable means of reference. And every time I would click on them, all of the documents would correspond to the title. Not a single document was misfiled.
Are you sitting alone? Like, is there somebody sitting beside
you? There's somebody sitting beside me.
Somebody you know?
No, a perfect stranger. So I'm obviously, you know, cognizant of the need not to let anybody else see my computer screen. I mean, fortunately, I was sitting next to the window, so I was able to just continuously lean against the window and tilt my screen